Hey, patrons, how's it going? Welcome to the post show here for episode 104. That face right there is the face.
Max, wake up.
It's the face of a child that decided to drink too much and couldn't handle himself. So he's not here.
I just realized when you said 104, there's some cool hidden numerology for this episode. So 1 plus 0 plus 4 equals 5. And as we all know, 5 is a very unlucky number in the Court of Swords. I should have known. I should have known something was going to happen.
I should have known. Yeah, so there were multiple things that you said you were going to talk to Zeke about in the post show, as well as I think
there were a couple of things.
You seemed mad at me, and I don't like it.
No, I wasn't. No, I'm just giving you shit. So, first of all, yeah, Dan. So I ran into this moment in today's episode where, like, sometimes the players can have 99% of the information they need to make like a fucking stellar plan. And you are king of the, like, I've looked at the situation from all the angles. I know the mechanisms. I'm going to do the thing and it's going to work. And I hate having to be like, there's this 1% of the information you're missing. So I have to say no. I hate it. I'm just like, that was such a good plan. The banishment thing would have worked perfectly aside from that one tiny missing piece. So I just want to talk about that. Cause sometimes as a GM that, like, it's so hard to have to be like, this plan is so smart and cool, but no. No, you can't do it.
Yeah. I thought that was our ticket home.
It happens.
Yeah. It happens. Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure you will find another clever way to get out of the weird shadows.
Yeah.
The other thing that I wanted to say, just like dramatic irony, like knowing things that the players and the characters don't. So your whole situation, like break the spell my father is under and everything. Your father wasn't under a spell. Like, he was, everything that was happening, he was doing willingly. And y'all got in there and were like, let's save him and like start fucking with shit. And if he had had a minute to be like, no, stop it. But they, like, interrupting him caused that thing. And yes, of course, Gravedirt knew that you would go and cause trouble. She has reasons for putting you in this position. But I just felt like when you wrote that, I was just like, oh, yeah.
I yelled like right into his face and nothing happened. So I tried to like fucking snap him out of it and nothing was working. So I was like, fuck, let's break whatever like demon has a hold on him and drag him out of here.
Rich, right. There was no demon. He was in a trance. He was in like a fortitude trance to maintain the spell. He was the locus of the whole thing that they were using to keep the window open. Just enough.
Dude, like, I tried to do like religion checks, see what the fuck was going on.
Oh, totally. Yeah. There were a bunch of instrumental failures information wise. Like, I'm not saying you guys just didn't figure it out. Like, the characters didn't have the opportunity to get information that would have changed the way things went, too. Because, yeah, there were a few times where I'm like, okay, if they succeed at this, then they'll get information that will lead them down this particular path. But then that would be the one that got failed. It was an interesting threading of the needle from the beginning of the session to the end. It was one of those ones where, like, I feel like every role outside of combat, especially, was like very dramatically important to how it played out.
Now, be honest. Did you have the Nether Realm like all planned out ahead of time, or was that just like, I got an idea?
I knew what they were doing. I knew what Abbot Rama was doing. I knew what his purpose was. I've known that for a few weeks. I've had some thoughts about the place that you were in for months, like months and months and months, like since before you were on the show. And everything else just all kind of fell into place, this session. So a lot of the stuff that I was winging, it was just like, okay, what will happen moment to moment as they interrupt this thing? How long before it completes the interruption? You know, we have the analogy of the mirror, like the danger of looking into the mirror and the magical reflection power of mirrors.
Now that's definitely gonna get some use next session away from my compatriots or whatever. I did have one more thing. I missed the fucking exchange, or I was distracted or something, but the exchange between Gravedirt and her child. What was said?
Oh, they were hanging out on the balcony and Sen was like, what's going to happen? And mom was like, shush, like watch and find out. They were ready. Like, she brought him up there to be like, okay, they all went into the place. Let's watch and see what happens.
So this wasn't her doing. This is just what happened as a result.
I mean, she, you guys are a box full of matches and she threw you into a puddle of gasoline, right? So he was like, let's watch the fireworks.
So you admit it. Don't make us feel bad about having this dwarven shit planned out if you knew what was going to happen.
Well, no, I didn't know. Like, I only knew as far as she did, where she was like, she hates you. She hates all of you for reasons you don't know. But she especially Ramus. Ramus, she fucking hates your guts. And so she sent you here because she knew something bad would happen, but she didn't know what.
So let me ask you this. If we had not gone to see his father right after talking to her, would that thing have not happened? That ritual would not be going
none
on?
Of that would have, none of that would have happened. No, none of that would have happened because he would have continued to, like, his purpose in that room, which you'll find out in character more, but his purpose was that he was channeling whatever this place is for secret knowledge, right? He was acting as an oracle. And his job was to stand by what they call, like, the open window, right? Stand by the window and listen to the whispers of this shadowy place that you now are in. And the monks held the window open wide enough that Abbot Rama could listen to the whispers through it, but not so wide that the creatures that live in this other place can get through. They were all blinded because looking into the pool would have caused them to flip sides. So they all gouged their eyes out as part of their, like, sacred duty. So that they couldn't be susceptible to that, which is what happened to Maharib. Yeah.
Yeah. Could you tell me what would have happened if I reached those mirrors? Would have been bad or good? That's all I want to know. Because I was thinking it was good at the time, but now I think it would have been bad.
Which mirrors? The
mirrors at the end of the hallway that I when I was in the shadow realm.
The mirrors in the hallway are actually just the product of geomancy in the real world that keeps the shadows, like, contained. So things that happen in the real world can affect this place, but they require magic or special ritual to do so. Like opening the window, you can mess with the flow of this place's, like, negative chi by using things like sacred gardens or tarnished mirrors or other secrets that the masters have taught the King of Black Rivers, and he has passed on to Grave Dirt. So part of what this was trying to keep shadows focused, keep the ghost wind blowing through the window. If you had gotten past that hallway, you would be in the same place you are now. You would have gotten through the trap, and you would have gotten out into the like Shadowlands.
Gotcha. Trying to think if there's any other questions I had or things that I wanted to do, but I was unsure of. Oh, if Ramus would have gotten out of the water, would he have been in the normal world and us not, or no, because the water took over that building?
Everybody who was in the room would have been, everybody who was in the room would have been captured. Everybody who was outside the room would not. So Ramus would have been outside the crater or whatever. One other person got out. One of the blind monks managed to get out of the house.
Right.
And then obviously, So yeah, Ramus would have been alone the real world.
I literally was about to say I was going to chase her, but I didn't want those guys to come back through because everyone else is so low HP.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah, I had a feeling that's why I was struggling to get out of the room. It just wasn't happening.
Yeah, no, we all felt some crucial. I felt with a +9. On like a DC, what was the DC to get out of the vortex of water?
I can't remember. You got real close.
It was a 14 that I rolled. So
it was DC 15 was the thing. Yeah.
So I had to roll fucking 6 or higher, and I would have been fine.
Yeah, I figured you were gonna do it. I figured you were gonna grab Ramus and drag him out of there. But sometimes the dice are like
fucking talk about dad making 50-50 shots, you got saves fucked. In a fucking row.
You got fucked there pretty
bad.
Yeah,
you got wrecked. Yeah.
And then I failed so he did what I was trying to do.
It's good. I think it's actually good for your arc where you're like, haha, dad, my kung fu is good. I have returned from the great distance to fight you. And he's like, I have learned the forbidden kung fu. Pa, pa, pa. And you're like, no, damn it. Cheater. I came back to show you up. This isn't fair.
Yeah. I don't like this movie.
It's like you go, you live your whole life in the shadow of your badass dad. You go to the retirement home and he's 80 and you're like, father, I have come back and I have learned the ways of the world. And he's just like, you don't know nothing. Fuck you, son. And you're like, aw, dad.
Well, one of these days when I try to do something, it'll fucking work out. Like the first time I got fucking sliced in fucking half by Mahareeb. This time dad beat the shit out of me. I called the old man out and he took me over his knee.
Got that monk spanking. There are a few things in D&D that are like these kind of inescapable mechanical vortexes, these vortices, and the monk stunlock is one of them. Like if you start pummeling somebody whose con save is not very good and they don't luck out, it's like when Berg gets fear locked, right? Where you're like, well, you got to roll a 20 or you're screwed. So that's it. Yep. And the monk stun one is like that too. And it's frustrating because when I was making Papa Kale, I wanted to use like a monster, but like, the monk stat blocks they give you in the monster manual and all the supplements and stuff max out at like CR6. So you would have just like wiped the floor of them. So I made him as a PC, and PC on PC combat is remarkably swingy. And you saw the results of it. Like it can drop you, or you could have just as easily have taken him to town. Cause the level difference, I think he was only like one level higher than you, I think.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing is like, I wasn't fighting like a monk. Like I wasn't doing hit and run, which is how I would, if I faced Mahareeb, that's how I do it. I'd pop him, disengage, get out of his movement range. Same. Back and forth.
Yeah. The trick is though, that it's like, two monks fighting is harder to do that. Cause you both do a lot of like rolling around and punching and, you know, sneaking,
but it's cool to imagine. It was sweet to imagine just me and dad, like him, like, you know, voided out and just like karate fighting. It was fucking awesome to just picture two giant elephant people like fucking going at it.
Yeah. I'm sad Mahareeb didn't get a chance to see any of that. He had kind of like, I think Mahareeb is like agitated right now because his entire day was like, hey, we're gonna go see your dad. We're going to sit and talk for a long time right outside, and you're going to get sent to a shadow world, and now you're really in a shadow world, and that's it. So it's like he was just along for the ride.
And I don't think any of us are really happy about being in this shadow realm.
Yeah,
right now.
I guess that's true.
No, it's not like a fun, cool place to be. Though Ramus, you're having some feelings. Your character's thoughts are your own, but there's some part of your soul that's just like, yes.
Yeah,
basking in the warmth,
instinctual like feeling of peace and loving it. Even though maybe I think differently, but I somewhere in my heart I feel that.
Adam, yeah, totally. But, yeah,
and maybe I save this for next week. But as a primer, my character has a +5 in history, and it seems like this world is either alternative or past, like some part of the world that was like time locked. Would I be able to like look at events or something in the world to know and like date if we're in a certain time rather than when or where? Is that something that I could try to do?
I mean, that's a theory. You could certainly run with that.
Okay.
I can't say one way or another if you'll have any fruit particular tree, but you can certainly try.
Yeah, I just don't know how like macro I could be in what's happened in the world because we're the only people here. Sure. So yeah
as far as you know,
we haven't seen, so yeah, I think we just have a lot of questions and hopefully those will get answered next week. So
yeah. I love it. I love being in it, like kind of a conundrum or a riddle or a puzzle, like trying to like think my way out of it. I'm excited to like, and it, especially if Ramus can get those questions to his God, like through the religion barrier.
Right.
Which I think is just shitty of you, Adam, by the way.
Makes sense though.
Absolutely
makes sense.
At some point, maybe later down the line, I'll lay out kind of some of the truths of this place. I don't want to give away all this stuff right now, but I have a reason in mind cosmologically that is what's interfering with Ramus's magic.
Oh, I have no doubt that you have your reasons. I just call you shitty because it's shitty for us.
It's frustrating. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true.
Ramus, how many of those spells can are you locked by reagent? Is that why you said we can only do it so many times?
I only have so many spells slots left.
Oh, because you're thinking you're not going to be able to get them back in a long rest?
My max level cast can do three people at a time, but we can do two and two with 2 5 level spells.
Right.
But that's what I was going to do, but it doesn't work at all anyway, so
yeah,
that plans out the window.
And then for the whatever spell you're going to cast that Yota wants with the yes or no questions, what level is that?
5th level, but it's a ritual, so I can do it without spinning a spell slot.
Oh, okay. And there's no reagents for it?
No.
Okay. Yeah, that might be our ticket out of here, or at least a clue to get out of here.
And every day I can do attempt divine intervention, which I get to the religious barrier, and then I have to roll like less than.
Yeah, it's very difficult.
It'd be great if you're like, all right, Adam, we're going to sit around this heatless fire for the next 2 weeks, and we're just going to let Dan roll every single day. That's all we're going to do. We're just going to hang out.
And, there's no way. There's no way you would get away with that. No way.
We're just going to let divine intervention come into play.
It'll be fine. I'll just hang out here until God gives me what I want.
Yeah. At some point, and maybe it's already going to occur at the start of next episode, but we are on limited food.
That's true.
So we'll have to figure that out because we didn't really like look in the area that we were at for food. So,
yeah.
That might suck.
I mean, if we had a turtle here,
yeah,
we could get some food created for us.
That's true. Wait, yeah, you can make food.
Wasn't he had the spell?
Ramus has the spell to create water and food or something like that. Water and bread. I think it's conjure water and bread.
Yeah, if I can get the spell off, I can conjure food and water.
That might be our saving grace then.
I just imagine him like, all right, chicken dinner, poof, shit.
Be glad I'm in with you, or you'd be really screwed with
that. Oh, we'd be 100%, without a spellcaster, we'd be actually fucked, so.
Well, remember, too, though, honey. Remember, too, though, the myth of, was it Persephone? The, like, eating the pomegranate seeds in the underworld? And she's like, well, you can't go back. You ate the food of the dead. You're stuck here now. So if you could find food, you may want to consider whether that is the
shut up, Adam. Shut up. Don't.
Just saying.
It's also true.
No, I'm waiting for you to go like, yeah, you spent 8 hours, but you got no rest, so no HP and no spells, bud. Sorry.
Yeah, them's I mean, I don't. I was thinking about this. I think I have to allow you resting, otherwise, like, you'll just. The indie characters hinge on that rest, and if they don't get it, they just fall apart.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't. It would be like, cool. Well, the game's over if you get in one more fight. I would rather put challenging obstacles in your way, and find other ways to grind you down.
Yeah. All right. Well, anything else, Zeke or Dan or even Adam, for what happened in the shit show of today's episode? If not, I think we're good. That's it for us here this week. We'll be live next week once again. Patrons, make sure to keep an eye out in the next 24 hours or 48 hours from the posting of this video. We're going to put up the posting for Adam's GM lecture series here on Patreon. It'll have unlimited slots, so you can jump in whenever you want, and we won't have to worry about contacting 8 people every month, so it's really just a win-win for everyone. So we'll have full details on that when that post goes up, so look forward to that. As for us, though, here on Court of Swords, we're out. We'll see you next Tuesday for more. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.